Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio. Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Chris Bissonette is in the house. Welcome.
Buenos dias.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today, National Poinsettia Day. I don't know about that one. We'll skip that one. I see Mitchell is on, so we can have National Ding-a-ling Day. Okay, we'll take that one. Not bad. Gingerbread House Day. I don't know. National Ambrosia Day. You don't see ambrosia as much anymore. And I'm not talking about the individual. It used to be a very common item at almost every banquet. Maybe it was because it was so easy to make. I don't know what the whole thing is. According to Greek mythology, ambrosia is the nectar of gods, endowing strength and immortality to those who eat it. I don't know. I've had it a few times. I don't know about any strength or immortality, but I did eat it many times, and obviously that has a lot to do with the fact that, you know it, I have beaten anorexia. Checking the markets right now, Dow Jones Industrial Average, we are up. We're up 383 points. Yeah, that's good news, but if I were you, I would be watching out because you never know what the markets are going to do. I can tell you we're up 388 right now. I can also tell you that we will not close up 388. Do I know where we'll close? Well, if I knew that, I wouldn't be sitting here hosting a radio show. I'd be day trading. But the answer to the question is it never stays the same. It is fluctuating all day long. Oil up 62 cents a barrel. We watch that one for you on a regular basis. Yes, in Taxifornia, we're not paying the national average. We pay significantly more than the national average. 63 days in a row, oil prices have dropped. The national average for a gallon of gasoline, $2.407. However, if you live in Taxifornia, you're paying $3.429. Yeah, we like to be taxed more. As much as possible, please tax us whenever you can. And obviously, we know that Mrs. Pelosi will take care of that for us.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Fascinating stuff. Cheapest gas in the land is probably still in Missouri at $1.99 on average. There are about 26 states that have at least one gas station paying under $2. But Missouri is the only one that is paying under $2 as an average for the entire state. I do like to look and see every once in a while, we just kind of for fun. Maybe it's because if I start feeling too good, it makes me go the other way. But think about this one. California right now, Taxifornia, $3.429 a gallon for gasoline. One of the only states that are higher, the oil producing state of Hawaii. Now, I don't know. I've seen pineapples there. I've seen coffee there. I've seen sugar there. Not sure I've seen any oil or gas production over there, unless you eat too much of the food at the luau's. Then that's a different story, though. We're not going to get into that one today. Amazing. But $3.58 in Alaska, $3.12. They're one of the higher priced states as well. But you can look around the country. Most of the high-priced gasoline, yep, it's all on the West Coast. It's amazing that you get the highest prices. I wonder if that correlates with the idea that We like taxes on the West Coast. Have you seen what's going on in France lately with all of the tax issues? Just throwing that out there. If you, I mean, I know that the media doesn't want you to know anything about climate change. Yeah.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Does the climate change? Yes, it does. Do we as mere mortals have anything to do with it? I would doubt it, but that is just one person's opinion. Moving right along, what else is going on in the marketplace? Of course, then again, you could have people like Al Gore telling us about climate change as he runs around the world in his private jet. Does that make any sense to anybody? Or am I the only one that finds that fascinating? That as most of the elite liberals do, they go out there and they tell us what to do, but they do the exact opposite, right? I mean, they want high taxes in Taxifornia, but they do their movies in Atlanta. I wonder why. Moving right along. You got to love some of these things. Now, this is a feel-good story when you're talking about a porn star. That could get a little odd. But did you see this one that a California federal judge has ordered porn star Stormy Daniels to pay Donald Trump nearly $293,000? That's enough, guys. Nice. They get carried away with the applause here. They get a little wait a second. They did not get excited over Stormy Daniels. It was over the story. Please, folks, don't go there. So think about this one, $293,000 for his attorney fees. I don't think that was going to Michael Cohen. Just saying, I don't think that's the attorney that was handling that. And another $1,000 in sanctions after her defamation suit against the president was dismissed. That was an order that came out yesterday in Los Angeles. Charles Harder had asked for nearly $390,000. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who represents Daniels, tweeted the order will never hold up on appeal. I wonder whether he's going to be appealing that at the same time he appeals all of his abuse cases. I don't know. Just my opinion. President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, will be sentenced today, capping off months of public scrutiny. Fascinating. And I love this concept. I had somebody bring this to my attention. The president supposedly paid a few women, whatever it was, money out of his own pocket to settle these issues. Whether he was right or wrong, I have no idea. A few $100,000, a lot of money. But then our politicians paid $17 million taxpayer dollars to do the same thing. Because that, where's the equity there? How has that become equitable? I just wonder, $17 million taxpayer dollars versus, in his world, a few dollars out of his own pocket. A lot of money to you and me, maybe, but for him, it's a different story. Just throwing that out there, you make the decision. And did you watch the spectacle yesterday? The California Representative Nancy Pelosi, you gotta love it. Where is she? I know I've got her here somewhere.
Well, we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
And crying Chuck, both in the White House yesterday.
Nothing like a little air and superiority.
Yeah, it's amazing that they don't want a border wall when President Trump wants it. But did you see all the videos of Pelosi, of Schumer, of Hillary, of President Obama, all talking about the need for a border wall? All on video. They forgot once again that there are videos in this country of everything. So they want it on video when there is a President Obama or a liberal Democrat in the White House. Was it good for the country then? I know Schumer said it doesn't do any good. Pelosi said it's not good for the country. It's racist. Of course, everything is racist anymore. I probably should not say season's greetings, Merry Christmas. And obviously, when we're doing a story about Stormy Daniels, we cannot say ho, ho, ho. That would all be out of line. So just a crazy world we live in now. You probably have to sit in your room and watch video games. Yeah, did you see that one? The video, Chris, I don't know if you saw this one. There was a video game event that was just held over the weekend.
The Gamers Awards.
Yeah, the Gamers Awards. Like 100 million people watching that, almost as many people as watch a Super Bowl. I was fascinated. I mean, I know one of my sons loves this Fortnite game or something like that. I cannot figure why anybody spends that many hours a day playing one of these video games. Of course, my parents probably said that to me as well, but they weren't the same games when we were kids. If you're old like I am, do you remember the game of the day in my day? Pac-Man. Do you remember Pac-Man?
Yeah, yeah. I remember. I had an Atari.
Okay.
I had the Atari unit.
Yeah, there you go. So a lot of fun. We're going to chat more about some of these things. And where's the future of our world going? A lot of different issues. I had a conversation yesterday. People are always worried about how much somebody else makes. That one just baffles me. So we're going to talk to Chris Bissonette about that a little bit today. The future of financial planning. Don't get caught in the rental trap in 2019. 5 mistakes to avoid in retirement. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. You just need to reach out. Let me know. I will get you in touch with the right people. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 386 points now as we speak. Oil up 43 cents per barrel as we speak. The 10-year Treasury up 2 basis points at 2.90. The S&P 5, we don't want to break up that one. Fannie Mae 30-year bond, it is flat, not doing a thing right now on that bond. So those are all the easy things, right? I share this with you on a regular basis. Those are the easy items. Now the question becomes, anybody can find that, right? You don't have to be, you can be a simple guy like me. You can, even a simple guy like me could find all that information. The issue becomes why, right? You can find out the 30-year bond. You can find out the Fannie Mae 30, the 10-year Treasury. Some of us even keep all that stuff right on our phone just because we're honks on that kind of thing. The question becomes, why are these things happening? What is causing the bonds to do what they're doing? What is causing the applications to do what they're doing? Well, here's the idea. It's all based on renewed optimism between China and the U.S. They might be able to get something done. The president did jump into this fray yesterday saying that he might be inclined to get involved with the telecom company. Whatever her name is, the CFO being arrested. So he might get involved in that if there is some movement on getting this whole thing done. But we are watching that for you. Mortgage Bankers Association reported the mortgage application volume increased by 1.6% last week. Refinances were up 2% last week. The average 30-year mortgage decreased from 5.08 to 4.96, about 77 basis points. About 0.75% higher from this time last year. Now, you know that I give you the Freddie Mac number on Thursdays. This happens to be the Mortgage Bankers Association number. Consumer Price Index measures inflation on a consumer level showed that headline inflation was unchanged for the month of November, which was in line with estimates on a year-over-year basis. The headline dropped from 2.5 to 2.2. Do not listen to that. Don't pay any attention to it. Why? Because that number includes food and energy. Gas prices, very, very volatile. Weather has to do with food prices. So we're actually looking at core inflation increased from 2.1% to 2.2%. So just you have to remember, just the mainstream media gives us fake news in politics. It does the same thing when it comes to some of the financial markets. So you need to look a little closer to find out what is going on. We are seeing some technical support on the bonds as well, the 10-year treasuries. That is the mortgage minute. That's the why behind the what that's showing up on Google. Just giving you that information. Again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. This morning, we've got a repeat offender with us. Chris Bissonette, LPL Financial, is with us. Chris comes in to share some great information on a regular basis. The beauty of my conversations with Chris is I very rarely have any clue what we're going to talk about. Some people say I'm clueless all the time, but Chris is one of those folks, and there's about a half a dozen that come in, and we can really just get on air and have a conversation, and this is what we call fly on the wall. So you can actually just listen in to some of the conversations because Chris is doing a lot of studies. He's also bringing you the why, not the what, because the what you find on Google, the why behind some of these things are what we like to chat about. Good morning, Chris.
Thanks for having me back.
Glad you're here. So the future of financial planning. I like that topic when we discussed it. Had no idea where we were going. Many of our audience knows that I was licensed with Merrill Lynch way back in the dark days. And at those times, you used to call yourself a stockbroker, or actually you tried not to call yourself a stockbroker because that was like right down there with a used car dealer and an attorney, right? Then we went to what, financial planner?
Yeah, so, years ago, let's just say 30 years ago, people in our industry really were either an insurance agent or a stockbroker. And then you saw a progression in the title to financial advisor. Then you saw kind of more of this financial planner. And now today you see more kind of a wealth advisor. But I really think it's progressed to the next step, which is almost like you're a life advisor. And
wow. Okay.
Yeah. And the reason being is, you know, 30 years ago, or for most of your listeners, their parents, their retirement plan was a pension at their work that they didn't have a lot of control of.
Sure.
True defined benefit. You work for a company for 20 years. We're going to give you this amount of money. And then the health insurance was provided by the company. There was no options to choose in November, as a lot of your listeners receive an email saying they've got to choose option one, option two, the disability, do they want life insurance, et cetera. So
that was actually, I love that trivia about the health insurance, right? It was started in the, 1942 area, right around the time of World War II, because they couldn't give raises because of the war. So they gave this benefit of called health insurance, right? So goes back a day or two. Now we're going to different arenas.
Yeah. So, you know, so 30 years ago, things were much simpler from a financial planning standpoint for Americans. There wasn't a lot to choose. IRAs weren't created until the early 70s. 401ks weren't around. But today that's all changed. And because of the amount of information people are receiving today, through internet, cable television, their cell phone, text messages, Kardashian, whatever it is, most Americans are just overload on information. And then to compound the problem is now we have all these new accounts, such as
ETFs,
types of IRAs, Roth IRA, now you got Roth 401k. And then to really compound things, now you have health savings accounts, flexible spending account.
I think it's just so that they can make use of the alphabet in a different way. IRA, SEP, FSA, HSA, all that garbage.
It may be. And all it does is just most Americans are just frazzled. And one of the
So what do we do when there's information and option overload? I find that people just basically say, I'm going to wash my hands of the whole thing and do nothing.
You know what? It's funny you bring that up, because when most of your listeners get this email in November that says, hey, it's time to sign up for your benefits for the following year, 90% of them, they don't even look at it and they just say, whatever I did last year.
Right.
Which is never the right thing to do, because you're supposed to kind of cater that to what things you're going to be doing that year. So,
from what we see, now you probably have this at your fingertips, and we're not going to really get into it right now, but when I was in financial planning, they used to have something called a scattergram, right? And it showed you along one axis, it basically had large cap growth, large cap value, commodities, and whatever, like 10 or 12 different asset classes.
Yes.
And you always found that the best one was never the same more than a year or two.
Yes. A lot of times your best performing class the following year is usually one of the worst. But
that's when people go in and buy it, is right after they say, well, last year we had large cap growth was great, so I'm going to buy it for next year.
Yeah. It's a 5-star with Morningstar. So now so most Americans are the buying high.
Right.
And then they're selling when things drop, as you see with real estate and other things.
Absolutely. And it's a little bit of a backwards way of doing things. And that's, again, that's why I am a huge proponent of professional guidance. Because you go out there and you do the exact wrong thing, and you're not doing it intentionally incorrect. We just don't know any better. And you say, well, I don't want to pay him his 2%. Okay, so you're going to lose 10% on your investment because you wanted to save 2. No logic in that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you see it with CPAs as well, where people try and do their taxes themselves, but you go see a professional and he's going to save you $10,000.
Right. There's no logic in that. And the whole society is going, and I agree with you, Chris, about the idea of going. I don't know whether the terminology will be life advisor, because I don't know if I'm going to call you to help me with my Alzheimer's disease or whatever that's got going on.
But it's interesting you bring that up, because health and wealth are now really intertwined.
Sure.
And the reason being is health insurance and health costs are so expensive now. That even
they can depress you really quick.
Even in the most, this is the most current investment news, countdown to Medicare enrollment. So they're saying that I need to be an expert on Medicare, because this is such a huge chunk of a client's assets.
Sure.
And this is going to affect the kid's inheritance. So it's kind of married the two. It's health and wealth. It's having a team of experts. It's knowing how to manage debt.
So do you end up becoming a quarterback? Is that really what the world is coming to?
Yes. And in the term I've seen is personal CFO.
Okay. So I'm not going to let them steal the name that we use on Ron Siegel Radio, because we just call it your household board of directors. But it's the same concept. We're going to talk more with Chris Bissonette when we come back. We might even jump this story to the top of the line. Mistakes to avoid in retirement. We'll talk about that and get Chris's take on some of those as well. We'll also, don't get caught in that rental trap in 2019. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Five mistakes to avoid in retirement. You have spent a lifetime planning for your retirement goals. Hopefully. contributing to your 401k and perhaps investing additional assets in IRAs and other accounts. Now you're finally on the verge of retiring. However, you may be surprised to find that retirement planning does not stop once you retire. To keep all of your life and retirement goals on track, here are some pitfalls to avoid as you embark on this new exciting chapter in your life. Number one, you apply for Social Security benefits too early. That is a $500,000 decision. When to take Social Security, that is a $500,000 decision. You need somebody to help you. That would not be your very, very good friend and neighbor down the street unless they are a professional in this world. Number two, you fail to make a more conservative investment approach. Yeah, those high growth funds, probably not your best option when you're retired. Just a thought for you. You spend the way you used to spend. You're not out there earning money anymore, so you might want to consider how are you wanting to spend money. Now, if you planned properly, maybe you have enough to continue spending the same way. If you did not plan properly, you might need to make some adjustments. You miscalculate your required minimum distributions. That's not a good one because then Uncle Sam wants to take more of your money. Not taking health care expenses into account. Remember, we've had Joe Palacio on several times talking about Medicare and how you can change that every year or when there's a major issue change. So again, don't get that guidance from your next door neighbor. They mean well. I hope they mean well. They probably do not have the education that's needed to get you the information you need to get on with your life the right way. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So, Chris, some of those things probably fit right into with what you've been talking about with the future of financial planning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, just when you look at just retirement planning alone and those different things you brought up, look how complex just that part of financial planning is.
Just the one item out of the five, right?
And even if you just took Social Security out of that, there's this file and suspend, and then do you do it at 62 or 65? There's all these calculators. I would highly suggest anyone looking to start accessing their Social Security really look at all their options because it can make a huge difference.
Massive. And you know, it's your future, right? I mean, when you talk about $500,000, I know some fairly wealthy individuals, and I don't know any of them that are saying, you know something, I think I'll just throw $500,000 away and give it back to the government.
Exactly. And the other one I see too is pension. So, for example, people always do the survivorship saying, okay, I'm going to take my pension. If I die, my wife is also going to get some money. But by doing that, it lowers the amount of money you're going to get. What you can do is you can take the life-only option so you get the max amount of money, and then with the difference, you buy a life insurance policy. And there, it's called pension maximization, which is a strategy that I've seen people use.
So I want to throw this out at you, Chris, because I know my opinion. I want to get yours on this a little bit. Is I watch the Business Channel a lot, and there's one guy that I consider a goofball. I shouldn't say that because it kind of gives away my thought process here. But he basically goes on there and says, no way in the world would I ever, ever get an annuity. I'd never let any of my clients buy an annuity. And I'm a big believer that every financial instrument, loan and investment, there's a place for it, for the right person, for the right purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there is a negative conception with annuities because of the fees inside of them. Today, a lot of the annuities, especially what's called fixed indexed annuities, are fantastic because they allow you to participate in the market. So you can get the rate of return in the market like 70%, but there's zero downside risk.
I like zero downside risk, especially in a market right now. I was listening to one of the big, big financial planners or stock traders this morning on the Business Channel. And now he does this all day, every day. That's his entire business. He goes on the Business Channel and talks about it. And he said, right now the markets are so volatile that he's 100% in cash, right? I mean, and I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. That's not our purpose. But what my point is, you know, if you've got somebody that's doing this 14, 16 hours a day and he can't figure out where to go with money,
sure,
right? How are we as a layperson supposed to be an expert on it,
sure,
right? Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly. So why not, if you're an – an older individual and you're not in a position to lose any money, why not buy an account that has upside potential, can participate in 70% of the market, but can't lose money?
Yeah, I mean, if there's no way to lose. Now, I know from my olden days, Chris, we probably should say that the only thing we can ever tell anybody that's guaranteed is treasuries, right?
Or CDs, maybe.
Right, but what we're really getting at is from a standpoint of looking at some of these different items, that this is a safe investment. Most insurance companies are not going out of business in the next short period of time.
Yeah, there's good companies out there that offer them. Again, there's one gentleman, Ken Fisher, you know, he's very anti-annuity. It's kind of a sales practice of his, is to, you know, he's a sales guy. And so he's got to figure out ways to drum up business and scare people who think that annuities are bad, but they have their place.
How could I have known that you were going to come up with the name that I was thinking about?
Because he's the guy.
Yeah, he's the one that's out there always trying to scare people and giving, in my opinion, giving bad information.
Well, yeah, here's the problem is Americans, you know, we have so much information coming at us and people are trying to do the right thing. And then you got this guy saying it's the worst thing to do. And it just creates more stress, you know?
Yeah, it's
he doesn't know your situation. And so until someone looks at your overall situation, all your assets, your income and your goals, you know, you shouldn't be taking that as that applies to you.
So, and I'm glad you threw that out there, because one of the things that I really want to make sure that we do get across is that the information Chris and I are giving this morning is basically guidance type information. We're trying to educate only. We're not trying to give you specific. We're not telling you that an annuity is right or wrong for you, because just like Chris just mentioned with Ken Fisher, he doesn't know your situation because he's doing a national TV event, right? We don't know your situation either. So the idea there is then to sit down with Chris, get some guidance from him. And, you know, you may like what he has to say. You may not like what he has to say. But I can promise you one thing. I've never heard of anybody that didn't benefit from education, right? That's the bottom line to what we're chatting about here. So what else? Where else are we going? I mean, we know that we've got a lot being thrown at us, Chris.
Yeah.
Does that mean I should just stick my head in the sand and say, you know something, I'm not going to worry about any of it?
I think that's what a lot of people do. I think you also see that with savings. You know, where you have people who just say they procrastinate for their whole lives and never save anything. And financial stress creates so many problems for families. And by meeting with a financial advisor and just getting the education and starting a savings plan, even if it's $50 a month, is just tremendous for families and the way they feel about things.
So, you know, I'm old, Chris. So $50 a month, is that going to mean anything to me?
It depends on what the goal is. If you're just starting to save, yes, it would be, because you always have to start somewhere.
Start somewhere. Okay.
But it could be a situation where if you had nothing, no, I mean, you've got to save like $1,000 a month, or we've got to, you know, get higher returns on the investment. We have to look at the whole package. What are you going to be getting for Social Security? What does your retirement look like? What is the equity in your house?
So am I going to get anything for Social Security?
Should be. I mean, you're pretty old. You're pretty close.
You think? So thanks, buddy. Okay. So no, because, you know, we keep hearing that Social Security is going to run out of money.
You know what? I remember when I came in the business 24 years ago, they said that. I think it's still going to be there. Maybe it won't be as much, but I think it'll still be there.
And I'm going to agree with you. I have a different take on it. I think it's going to definitely be there. And the reason I think that it's going to be there is seniors vote, right? And if they're voting, the politicians only want, in my opinion, most of them only want one thing. That's to be reelected, right? And the seniors are the ones that are voting, so they're not going to tick off the seniors, because then they're not going to keep their job, right? I mean, so that's a big issue right there.
Sure.
We're going to continue our conversation. Chris Bissonnette is in the house sharing with us. I should throw out a few shout-outs. Michelle, glad to see you with us. Alex, glad you are here today. Lisa, glad to see you with us. Lance, glad you are here. Arne, Coach Bruce, Deborah, Marvin, Tony, Jason, Bobby, Joe, Cindy. Holy cow, we got a nice group on here today. We appreciate each and every one of you. And remember, set that first door. Well, I guess we're not doing that yet. Come back here and join us. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. But we're going to talk about don't get caught in the rental trap for 2019. And we're going to continue our conversation with Chris Bissonnette. We're talking about the changes in financial planning. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Don't get caught in the rental trap 2019. Every year around this time, we take time to reflect and plan for next year. If you are renting your current home, but have dreams of home ownership, your plan for the new year may include buying, and you wouldn't be alone. According to the 2018 Bank of America Home Buyer Insights Report, 74% of renters plan on buying in the next 5 years, with 38% planning to buy in the next 2 years. That's why we've got the Get Mortgage Ready program. When those same renters were asked why they disliked renting, 52% said that rising rental costs were their top reason. 42% of renters believe that their rent will rise every year. I shared the full chart of what the results were. No wonder the rising rental costs came in as the top answer. The median asking rent price has risen steadily over the last 30 years. And again, I shared that chart showing you that direct upward trend. It looks like Mount Everest going on that chart. A longstanding rule that a household should not spend more than 28% of its income on housing expenses, with nearly half of renters, 48% surveyed, already spending more than that. And with their rents likely to rise again, why are they renting? When asked why they haven't purchased a home yet, not having enough saved for a down payment, 44% came in as the top response. Most of them believe that you need 20% down payment. That is not accurate. If the majority of those who believe they haven't saved a large enough down payment believe that they need 20% down to buy, that means a large number of renters may be able to buy now. Get Mortgage Ready program. All you have to do is just send me a note saying, Ron, I want the program. We will give it to you totally free. That means no charge.
You can get a house 5%, right?
3.5%. Veterans, you get it for 0. Certain USDA areas, you can get 0% down payment. You've earned it, veterans.
Wow.
So we say thank you to you. Those are all programs that are out there right now. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation this morning, Chris. Go ahead. I think we got a hit a wrong button there, right? No, don't you remember my friend Gomer? I introduced you to Gomer, didn't I, Chris? I usually introduce everybody to Gomer.
Surprise. Is that Gomer Pyle?
Gomer Pyle. You got it. A lot of fun there. Exactly. Hey, you got to have fun when you're on Ron Siegel Radio. So we're chatting this morning. Chris Bissonnette, LPL Financial, is in the house. So we're talking about financial well-being, right? So, Chris, I know you do a lot of work with the local schools.
Yes.
One of my big issues is, and I have kids that are – well, they're out of school now, but the level of education, financial education in school, what are you seeing there now?
Well,
are you seeing any financial education?
No, it's interesting that, you know, students coming out of high school can't pass a basic financial literacy test. And they said, well, why is that? And they said, because they're not given one. So they don't teach these basic skills, how to get a credit card, how to buy a house in school. So they're coming out financially illiterate to start with.
Sure.
And they're not getting the education to do that.
That's a real shame. So are you seeing them have any different plan for changing that, or are they just going to let them try and figure it out somewhere on their own?
Well, I work with the Irvine Chamber of Commerce. I chair their financial education task force. So what we're doing is we have a program where we go out to
the Irvine Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
We have a program where we go out to a school, and we do kind of an investment exercise with them, and we're incorporating some of the financial literacy concepts such as budgeting, how to save money, et cetera. And then we're hoping to expand that into some of the high schools and really develop this financial literacy program. Right now, it's this city of Irvine where I kind of I work through.
Interesting that they're doing that through the Chamber of Commerce. That fascinates me.
Yeah, it is interesting. Like I said, I'm part of their task force, which I was happy that they asked me to do it because I see it. You know, people don't even know how to do a credit card coming out of high school.
Isn't that amazing that they have no clue about any of these different issues, and you don't know how to do a credit card? I have shared many times that one of my boys didn't know how to write a check coming out of high school, right? I mean, some of these things are just totally baffle me.
Don't even know what your credit score is, how to check it. I mean, there's so many different things to know. And they don't teach it in high school. There's no class on it. So.
Yeah, it's So where are we heading? I mean, are you seeing any light at the end of the tunnel with all of this, or are we just kind of lost?
It's interesting you bring that up. You know, sometimes people think today, you know, I started in the business in 94, and is financial planning more relevant today than it was then? And people say, well, you've got the internet, so you can do it yourself. No. Because of all this information, and because of all these new accounts, Americans are more lost and more frazzled than they've ever been.
So, you know, we've kind of hit on this in depth today about the idea of being lost, about being frazzled. What's the solution?
Well, one of them is to get financially organized and using a program such as you're familiar with eMoney, where you can actually enter your accounts into software and be able to see it and plan around it. So that's what people need to do. They need to get financially organized first.
Does that create a budget for someone?
It creates a budget. It intuitively creates a budget. They can get it on their phone. They see all their accounts. But that's the number one issue I see is people just need to get financially organized first. And then once they're organized, then they can do some planning around that.
Do you think that'll happen? I mean, eMoney you talk about. What's involved in that?
You know, it's kind of like a mint, which some of your listeners might be familiar
okay.
with, which is a way to just organize your accounts. eMoney takes it one step further because we can do true planning around it and analysis. And it's very simple. Anyone that's interested can contact me. I am a fee-based advisor, but for your listeners.
What does that mean?
It means I charge a fee to meet with clients, either hourly or per plan. But for your listeners, and because I like you, I would do that complimentary for them, meaning set them up with their own complimentary eMoney website.
Okay. And we'll have to get you to throw that onto the Ron Siegel Radio Facebook page. That way we can try and see. The idea is to see how we can help people, right? I mean,
it's, you know what, that's why I'm in this business. That's why I do what I do. It's all about helping people and getting people moving in the right direction with their finances because it affects them at their home. And that's the number one thing Americans stress on is their finances. And the reason being is a lack of time.
That's fascinating to me that it's because of the lack of time. You know, I've had last week, I think it was Christina Kingston was on with me and she and I were chatting about bankruptcy and how many people just have such a challenge right now with these different issues because they just don't know what to do. They're just lost is really the bottom line.
The fastest growing segment for bankruptcies is seniors, which is a little bit
that's scary,
depressing. Seniors are getting to retirement and, you know, they didn't save anything and they're going bankrupt.
That's a real scary thought because people just don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. Christine and I were talking about the idea that there's so many people that there are quite a few, unfortunately, that make the ultimate decision because of finances. And there's a lot of suicides,
yep.
Right? I mean, so there's no need for that. I mean, there is a solution. Our whole concept, and that's why one of the reasons I really appreciate Chris coming in, is giving us that information. Where do we go? What do we do? What are the options? There is opportunities there. You just have to be willing to go out and look for them, be able to go and talk to somebody like Chris, who is out there all the time. Now, it used to be, Chris, that we had to deal with in the day that I was working in financial planning. You know, it was Series 7, Series 66, and a life license. Now with what you're telling us this morning and dealing with Social Security and Medicare and everything else, you really have to have a bit of knowledge on everything. How do you have time for all of that?
Yeah. I do believe that the future of financial planning is you are that personal CFO.
Okay.
Like I tell my clients, if you're going to buy a house, you call me. If you are going to get a credit card, you call me. Anything financially related, taxes, you call me. If I don't know the answer, I'm connected with a team of experts who know.
That's the whole thing right there is you don't have to know the answer to everything. And I'm going to suggest that anybody that claims that they do, they're the person you really need to run from.
Yeah.
Right? Because I can tell you that I get an opportunity every morning to chat with a whole lot of people. And it gives me an opportunity to learn a little bit about a lot, but it gives me also what it really gives me is a Rolodex.
Exactly. You know, people say, oh, I need a mortgage. I refer them to you. Right. Real estate, I refer them to a real estate agent. But I still always want them to feel that they can call me first. I'm their personal CFO, and then I will connect them.
That's the idea, and that's why we ask you to set that first radio preset button every day to come back to Ron Siegel Radio and join us. Sorry, I've got a frog in my throat. Where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, if you want me to put you in touch with Chris Bissonette, give me a call. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I...
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.